This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
We are excited, aren't we?
We are. We've waited and waited and waited and, you know, they've arrived.
They have arrived. We talk none other of, or we call them the queens of comedy.
We do.
Denise Scott and Judith Lucy, hello.
Hello there. Oh. I don't know about you, Scotty. I'm a little intimidated. We're following Rhonda Birchmore.
Well, this is true.
Well, you both got legs.
Well, yes. We have.
And
we're
together...
Not just stumps. Just, that's good.
And together they are the same measurement as Rhonda Birchmore's.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Good.
it's exciting for us, but I mean, I think Melbourne's a little bit ready for you two to do your comedy festival show. Because, and it's at the Princess.
I don't know that they'll ever be ready, to be honest, Michael, but yes.
Come on, really. I mean, you two together, it's going to be dynamite.
It has to be, doesn't it?
Yes.
Surely. And yes, the Princess is pretty exciting.
Yeah. It's fancy.
Have you
big.
Played there before?
Oh, yes, we've both played it before.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
For God's sake.
Have I played it?
Yes, you have.
When?
Haven't you?
No.
Last year?
No.
What? When? What? Did
I was at the comedy.
Oh, the comedy. I mixed these. Mm. I mixed them up. All these enormous theatres that we've both played.
But I have to say, it's only been the last... up until 3 years ago, I played in my little venues in the town hall, like 100-seat venues.
Well, times have changed today, Scott.
Hello. Hit your mid-50s and away we go, like a firecracker. I'm going off like a firecracker.
Well, she's a television star, as you
exactly,
both know.
Exactly, yes.
Good on you,
gross
Judith.
Over here.
Do you find that you're mentioning each other's list of, you know, shows and bio? I mean, is that sort of stuff in the show? What's the show about? I don't know.
Well, it's five questions right there. I really don't know
do
which
you
one to answer.
Respond to whichever one you want,
is it
basically.
All written? Is everything written, scripted?
That's another question. You
I can't
just
help myself.
Piling them up now.
There is that. Well, we've got
what
you for an hour and a half.
What did you have for breakfast?
I want to know everything.
I will say that we went out to dinner the other evening with a couple of other funny ladies, in fact, because we just all hang out together all the time. Hannah Gadsby and Christine Johnson from the Kransky Sisters.
Yes.
And we were a bit like a married couple. We did make that comment.
Yes.
We were finishing each other's sentences. Mm-hmm. And so we've been spending a little too much time together,
no,
I think.
No way.
How did you decide to do a show together?
That involved many lunches, many bottles of red wine.
Mm, we do like a lunch.
Mm-hmm, until we just thought, oh, we've got nothing else to do.
Yes.
Let's play on stage together.
We had no other work and we thought, why not? And you know, it can be lonely being a funny lady, gentlemen.
Right.
And it's nice to have someone to weep with.
In fact, no, it sort of came about somewhat due to the AIDS Council fundraiser, the Short and Girly fundraiser nights, where Judith and I think on more than one occasion, performed together.
Mm.
I'm using that in inverted commas because we hadn't seen one another before the show. Well, until literally we were due to go on stage and quickly worked out what we were going to do.
Mm.
And we had a ball. And we thought, well, why not do this, you know, and make some money out of it?
Damn
why
right. not? You can give, can't you?
Exactly. But, you I know. Remember at one of those evenings we did a lot of rolling around in balloons.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, it was sexy. It was...
just impromptu.
Yeah.
In the hotel.
All the time.
And that would have
but
been
look out is what we're saying, because anything could happen.
Okay, so it's not terribly scripted.
It was terribly.
Very
and I use the word terribly. We underline that. It was terribly scripted. Judith and I had decided we wanted to do a really loose show, but that's very hard to actually create a show that you don't know what you're going to do. So we scripted it. Every syllable, didn't we, Judith?
Within an inch of its life.
And then we tried it out in front of an audience and... Was it not the longest hour of our lives?
Yes, that was a rude shock.
It was. We weren't Morecambe and Wise.
No.
We weren't whoever else. Who's another funny duo?
Oh, Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin.
Yeah. We were not them.
No, it was appalling.
We were ghastly.
It was really, really poor.
Mm. Is that a departure from what you both would normally do? to
be
script
terrible.
It. to it script is. It.
No, no.
They're not going to let us get away with anything, you know.
No, no, we're right with that.
No, we are a bit like Ross Noble. Normally, when we're performing on our own, we just get up and we just riff. You know, I can go for 3-4 hours sometimes. I never script anything. And I think you're a bit the same, Scotty, aren't
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
I course, smell sarcasm.
Yeah, such sarcasm. We do, we both script.
Yes.
Pretty tightly. But we were writing a show together. We were trying to, you know, oh, well, I went out the other day, Judith. Did you, Scotty? Where did you go? Oh, I went to the bloody blow. Oh, ho, ho. And here comes the punchline. Yeah. Back. And we were trying to do this.
And we were acting being ourselves, yeah. if you know. Because the whole thing is, because we did work with the wonderful Linda Gibson a number of years ago, and that was, you know, we did that a couple of times, and they were amazing experiences. And then, yes, in the interim, we did do things like, you know, Midsummer Mooning. Yes. We'll forget that.
Yes. And I certainly won't. No, I've never seen anything like that.
And short and girly. And the thing we loved doing was mucking around together on yes. stage. And yet somehow that just fell out the window. So we have thrown a lot of the script
yes,
away.
Yes, I must assure everyone that the script went and then we started mucking around.
Having some fun. Because, of course, we also should mention that the whole point of the show is to sell our books.
Right. Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. Yes, it's a one-hour advertorial with a costume change, let's be frank.
And a dance and some video. And a Q&A with the audience. Oh, look, there's something for everyone. So if you're hating one section, know that it will end very soon.
Comedy
and
burlesque.
Move something on. There's burlesque in there, Glenn.
Right,
there's
right.
something for everyone. Honestly, forget Jersey Boys. This is the show you should be coming to see. Are you crying with laughter?
Tear in my eye, yes.
Or with grief,
well,
Michael?
Well, that's the thing, I tell you. Most people will come and see you to be yourselves. Oh, you're on a winner there already, really, I think. And the fact
We've
that
got
the
no
shows
other
are nearly sold out anyway, which is, you know, but we, you know, we'll go to a break and then we'll come back with the two funny ladies, two queens of comedy right after this.
Let's try and sell another book, shall we?
I think so.
Hello there. This is funny lady Judith Lucy. And according to my book, I drink, smoke and pass out, just like the Royal Dolphins.
And our very special guests are Denise Scott and Judith Lucy, and we have been doing nothing but yabbering away, haven't we?
This is true, but they've got a show happening for the Comedy Festival together. Oh. It's called The Spiral. Now, there's only 9 shows. Of
well,
this.
So far.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Can you extend?
Apparently we can, thanks, Michael.
Very good. Well, we'll have to keep our ears peeled for that one.
Yes.
But don't take the chance, people. That
no,
was my advice.
Get in, get your tickets yes. now.
Very
well, because there's so much on, isn't there, for the Comedy Festival.
Is
but
there?
I don't
I'm
believe...
not really interested in the other shows.
No
I don't
interest
think there's
whatsoever.
Anything of this calibre, though.
No.
I mean, you know, an unscripted burlesque nightmare.
Right? I like it.
I love
the
that.
The reviews
what a byline.
But like, I suppose even though it's unscripted, what are the things that are on the agenda for
yes.
both of you to talk
well,
about?
Well, the thing that inspired, say, the title of the show, because we did want to sell our books. Let's never forget that point. But we would have these lunches and we'd talk on the phone because we both spent the last 3 years of our lives writing our second books
yep.
and having quite a difficult time. So
very difficult.
The spiral reflects the spiral of self-loathing, shame and despair we went down when we wrote our books.
Right.
And we would ring each other up and go out for lunch and just whinge about the process.
Because it's very self-indulgent
Incredibly
to say,
so.
Oh, having the worst time writing about myself. Oh, gosh, what a drag. When no one is making you write about yourself. It's yeah. You've chosen to write ad nauseum about yourself, and not just the first. We chose to write 2 books
yeah.
about ourselves. we decided
we've
to base
it. Nothing else, though. That's the problem. What else could we possibly bang on about?
Well, I've already exploited my children and
I've exploited my dead parents. So
yeah.
We're running out of options.
And you both did it on red wine as well. You both like a drop of the red
yeah,
wine.
Precisely.
Well, Denise, do you like the yoga? Because I believe that the Judith has taken on yoga in her life.
Well, I like the way you say that word. Yoga.
But do you
yoga.
Like but do you like yoga?
I do now, and this is true, I do Alexander Technique yoga. And have been doing that. And in fact, Judith and I will get together sometimes for lunch after our yoga,
right.
Where we'd pour ourselves a wine. How was yoga, Judith? Or my yoga? But Judith's yoga is a little more, shall we say, strenuous. It's an interesting contrast.
Subtle, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Subtle's the word. Yes, I do. I very much like it. In fact, I can't even joke about it, boys. I can't joke about
it's
it.
It's a little late for that.
No, it's not to be joked about. Now, the last time I was here, you in fact said you were going to try yoga. And have you?
I haven't tried it. No, I haven't. No, I'm just trying to get the word right, apparently.
And failing there. So it's a step. It's a very small step.
It's a 12-step program. Oh, yeah. That's something else.
I agree with you, though, Judith, that it is time for Michael Dalton
to
start doing yoga.
My wrists are now better. Mm. My wrists are
what
finally
happened to your
better.
Wrists?
I broke that one and then I drunkenly fell on the other one.
No.
Whilst reading both of your books.
Of course.
Yeah,
that
I couldn't
happen.
Believe my luck. Mm. I thought, unlucky. No. Didn't spill a drop, mind you.
That is important. Yeah. Glenn, do you do a bit of yoga?
No, but I have done Alexander Technique stuff for postures. So
and
I know
my
what you're talking
God,
about.
Your posture's good. I'm just going to correct mine.
All right.
I'm sitting a little bit in an osteoporosis.
Perhaps
sort of
lying
fashion.
Down was a mistake.
Isn't it wonderful how we can go from talking about red wine to yoga.
Isn't it?
See, this is how I feel that your show will be, minus us, of course. You know,
and maybe that's our
night number 10.
Yes. Come on down. But so we do talk a little bit about the process, how difficult that was. We've got video we're interviewed by Jason Steger, who some of you may know from the First Tuesday Book Club, literary critic at The Age.
The interview does go quite wrong, though. It
does. It
has to be said.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Do
we've
you
got
talk
dancing.
About,
was
oh.
that? That is spectacular.
Are you two dancing?
Oh,
full
yes,
on.
We are.
We went to a dance studio and everything.
Do you have dance backgrounds?
Very
no.
much so.
I'm sure you've both been asked, but neither of you have ever done Dancing with the Stars.
That's the word there.
That's the other reason we decided to do this show, because we've always wanted to do Dancing with the Stars, never been asked.
Are
so we
joking?
Thought, let's get out there and hoof it.
Yeah.
Mm. And who knows?
Mm.
Well, you know what? I did turn to Denise, because we have done a show in Adelaide, and I said, I tell you what, the money we spent on those three dance sessions, the best money we've ever spent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't want to blow our own trumpet, but it's fucking great.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
That's right.
Brilliant.
I'm going that far.
That would be,
I'm swearing. I don't care.
No, that would be your Morecambe and Wise bit then, wouldn't it? You know, that's or is it more
Burton
Patty?
It's sexier. It's much sexier than Morecambe and Wise.
Burton Patty.
It's Rihanna and Beyonce.
Right.
It is to Rihanna's S&M. So suck that up, bitches.
Wow, Miss Lucy, you really change your lingo when you come to joy. Suck that
you
up, bitches. I've never heard that expression come out of Judith's mouth before.
Oh, I'm a chameleon.
Yeah.
Gosh. Now, it's all happening, as we say, the Princess Theatre. Now, you're kicking off this weekend, aren't you?
This Saturday.
Yes. I better get out and get dancing. Warmed up.
At the moment, 9 shows only. So get in there and book your tickets. You can just go to thecomedyfestival.com.au. Denise Scott and Judith Lucy, The Spiral.
Yeah, let's get these. We want to double that. We want to do 18 shows, don't
yes.
we?
Let's not lose our minds.
Oh, well, we haven't got to do them.
No, that's
18
true.
Shows. Book now, people. But thanks for coming in. We have loved it.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
We're in Dalesford.
Oh, Glenn. It was so nice.
Really?
Yeah, we had a beautiful house.
Is this the first time you've been to Dalesford when Chill Out's not on?
No, I have been other times.
Okay.
But it always feels like this, you know. Anyway, but it was just so nice.
Nice.
It takes about an hour and a half, doesn't it?
To drive there. Did you drive?
Luke did.
Right.
I thought I'd let him have a go.
Good on you.
It took about 3 hours and 45 minutes to get there.
Why is that?
Friday night traffic.
Oh, yes.
It was a bit dull.
Yes.
Made
Stuck
even
in
more
the car.
So because David and Sue were on. You know. Although.
You did text me and said, are you listening to David and Sue?
Yeah, because
I just wrote back and said. And said, could you read that message again? What do you think I'm doing?
Sue wasn't there. She couldn't make it in the first hour.
Right.
So David was on. And, you know, it's like us. I mean, if, you know, all of a sudden, when I broke my wrist,
yes.
you know, although you were happy, it was still difficult for, you know, to get that rhythm, isn't it?
I was doing cartwheels.
Yeah.
because well, I could.
Yeah. So anyway, it was we still laughed, and we of course I was sending him in, you know, messages, get off or where's who,
supportive,
you know, exactly,
supportive messages. Well, good on you.
Wednesday and Friday drive. That's what we do.
Yes.
It? You know we love them. But we got there. It was an amazing weekend. Mm-hmm. Loads and loads of highlights. The final night that we were there, the Saturday night, we yes. thought we'd go out. We had dinner at home.
Mm-hmm.
Then
so
we
did
went
you cook?
Out. We did. We cooked.
Wow.
I cooked a lovely dinner.
What'd you cook?
It's chicken with rice and stuff.
Right.
Craig did it. I did all the chopping. And anyway,
good
so
on you.
We don't want to dwell on that all that because then we went out to the Daylesford Hotel, which yeah. was fantastic. Then got back, you know, when you thought, we'll come back 2 hours.
Oh, so you invited people back?
Yes. People
How
we knew,
many
obviously.
People? Oh, really?
Yeah. Chris
That's
and Wayne
shame.
And Aaron I and Craig.
No
and
idea then, who they are.
No, but it's part of the story. And So but of course, Luke said, well, I'll come back with the guys in a taxi.
Mm-hmm.
There's no taxis on late on a Saturday night in Daylesford. So they waited and waited. We were sat outside.
How
waiting.
Did you get home?
We got a lift with the boys.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah, it was great. But we sat outside with nothing to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we knew it was the end of the, you know, of our time there. So we had a certain amount of alcohol. But not a lot.
Right.
And you've got to be careful. In
You're
those
on rations.
Well, yeah, and there's no shops open. There's no, you can't pop into 7-Eleven. That isn't next door.
No, there's no 24-hour bottle shop, which is in 5 minutes of both our houses in
yeah,
Melbourne.
Nothing.
It's terrible.
So, I'd prepped everybody, you know, because we were also spitting feathers because we were sat outside without a drink, you know.
Spitting feathers.
Yeah, and we were that thirsty. And so I said, look, when they get back, just let them know, you know, there's plenty of red wine. And I love red wine, mm-hmm. but there was also a bottle of mum in the fridge.
What
and
is mum?
Mum champagne.
Okay, I thought it was like deodorant.
No.
Anyway.
I have drunk that, but, you know, I tell you, I've never smelled so clean in all my life. But so I said, right, when, you know, we come back, and I said, well, I'll take care of everybody and get the drinks, you
Good
know.
Good on
so
you.
So they got back, we got in the house, and I said, right, red wine, anyone? Red wine? And they went, oh, yes, please, yes, please, yes, please. And I thought, great. And so then it was left for one of us to go to the fridge to get out the delicious bottle of champagne, the one that was left.
Mum champagne.
Guess who went to the fridge to get it?
Who?
Luke Gallagher.
Uh-huh.
Champagne,
good on him.
Anyone? Oh, champagne.
He's always so generous.
Oh, but there was only one bottle. You don't go offering mum champagne when there's only one left.
So what happened? Everyone
well,
had some?
Everybody wanted it then. And you know, so I thought, oh, this is ridiculous.
You
so I pushed him out of the
head.
Way. Smashed it from his grip. And I stuck to the red wine and we had the champagne. But it was such a lovely time away.
Good
really
on you.
It was just really nice to get away and, you know, sensible drinking the whole time.
Yes,
you
of
know,
course.
Of course. That's
all
what
you
we
do.
Promote on joy. But it was just such a nice time, you know. But back now and Craig is here. He's joining us in the studio. He's not going to speak for legal reasons. We had a lovely, beautiful dinner a couple of nights ago at an exclusive Melbourne restaurant. Their pancake parlour, and you know, we've just been living it up.
Wow, it's all
really.
Going on, isn't it?
It's like unbelievable. He leaves on Saturday, though.
You'd be happy?
No, not really. It's been fantastic, I must say. Coming up with little stories of if you get bitten by a snake during 000,
right?
You know, I said we just call it 000 now. You know. Takes too long to say it. But it's been brilliant.
What do you call, what number do you ring in the UK?
999. 999? 000 here. Be dead by the time they got there.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Now, I want to tell you a story. Because you know how, I just want to update you. You know how I said to you last week that I'd started with a new trainer?
Yes.
And he'd said to me, you know, how much do you drink?
Mm-hmm.
And over the weekend, and I said, well,
you
know.
You honest as well.
I said, well, I go out, you know, Thursday sometimes, Friday, sometimes Saturday, sometimes Sunday.
5 nights a week.
And he said, how many drinks would you have? And I said, probably 10, sometimes more. Mm-hmm. And he said, do you mean like over the course of the weekend? I said, no, every night, which is maybe not the best thing for my
it's
health.
It's honest, though.
It's honest. Anyway, last week he said to me, on Friday, he said to me, okay, so what's the plan this weekend? I said, well, I'm going to a housewarming party tonight.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, okay. And, well, what I want you to do is just have 3 or maybe 4 drinks.
Oh.
To which I said, do you mean before I go out?
Yeah.
And he says, he gets very serious. No. I'm actually like, you know, you're putting a lot of effort into this and blah, 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 whatever. It'll undo it all. That's what he says. Don't know how true that is, but it's what he says.
Well, I mean, we do know, don't we? But I mean, maybe it's... I sometimes think it's better to not go at all.
Perhaps. Yeah. Anyway.
To the trainer, I meant. No.
So I... anyway, I thought, well, I'm going to listen. I'm going to try. I said to him, I'll try.
Yeah.
Not promising anything. I'll try. Anyway, so I went along to Dr. Drew's little housewarming party.
Oh, yes.
At the it's, I mean, he's like about 4'1", and so like the cupboards are all really small. First time I'd been to his house, like you sort of walk up to the door and the door handle's like, you know, a couple of inches off the floor. It's brilliant.
Yes.
Anyway, and throughout the course of the night, I had 2 drinks.
Wow.
I know.
And you had a really boring time. No, you didn't. You had a good time.
It was actually all right.
I think, you know, like when you, years ago, I remember going out with girlfriends and they would have white wine spritzes. Now, that doesn't really get me going.
Boys or girls?
No, it was girls. And they'd have white wine, you know, a bit of soda water in it.
Mm-hmm.
And your drink lasts longer, but you still feel like you're having a social drink with everyone.
This is right.
You know, so is that the new you then?
Well, I don't know if it's the new me forever. Mm. It's the new me for now.
Good on you.
So look forward to Easter.
Well, I remembered saying about abstaining in April and not drinking for the month of April. And I stick by that.
Goffed at you, didn't I?
I'm going to do it.
All right. Well,
you know.
I'm not going to abstain completely.
No.
But I will certainly...
Oh, come on. It's got to do us good, hasn't it?
Yes, exactly.
You know, I mean, it's a month out of your life.
That's right.
Or just, you know, so, it, you know, we can do it.
Sure.
If anybody would like to join us, you are most welcome.
Yeah, get in touch with us on Facebook. Just search for the Royal Daltons or go through the Joy website.
We're not doing it for charity. We're doing it for our organs.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
A couple of SMSs have come in regards to our abstaining of alcohol, Michael Dalton.
Yeah, well, we can do it. We can do it. Are they messages of encouragement?
Let's read them, shall we? Craig, the funeral director, says, a month without a drink, I think you've gone insane.
No, but see, it's a month out of your life, you know?
30 days.
Yeah. Thank God it's not 31.
Well, is it?
Yeah, April.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll make sure I did one with 30. April. I was going to do February.
Yeah, it would have been better.
It would have been much easier, wouldn't it?
It's a weekend, really, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Gosh. And also, hello to Ronnie in Toorak, who says, giving up alcohol in April. Are you kidding, girls? Give me more mum anytime.
Oh.
It says, great show, Royal Dalton.
See, well, I mean, I do like that champagne. But it's just a month. I've got to get back on the bike, pump up the tyre, pump up the jam and get back out there.
Perfect.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to drop a dress size by Christmas.
Right.
Don't know which particular year, but it's going to happen.
Christmas in July.
What, you know, if you had to pick a song, I was listening to that Toni Braxton.
Yeah.
She is, I really love her voice, you know. What song would you really like to make love to? What song, when you bring them back, and then there's been, you know, a lot over the years. I mean, you know, I know we talk about this and, you know, we shouldn't really divulge too much, but there's been a lot of men, so it means a lot of music.
Right.
What would you put on your CD player to, you know, to get in the mood?
Okay, well, many years ago, I was a guest on a show here at Joy called Local and Vocal. It was a show that was hosted by Jenny, Jenny O'Joy, who then went on host a breakfast show on PBS and still does stuff here at Joy and at PBS. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was a guest on this show and she'd chosen all of this independent music and I loved it, absolutely loved it. And she said, well, why don't you take the CD? And so I did, not from the Joy library, she'd kind of collated them to make it easier.
Yeah.
And so I took the CD and I would listen to this CD all the time. So it had on it people like Sia before she was huge.
Yes.
Kate Miller-Heike before she was huge. And that kind of style of music.
Yeah.
Now, that CD had a perfect track record in terms of if I had someone over, put it on. That CD would always bring me success.
Wow. Even if it was just like, you know, someone doing a survey.
A plumber.
Something. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You'd get into the plumber's crack.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. Get my part. Yes.
Now, would you burn me a copy?
Sure.
That'd be great.
Well, it's funny because I was having this conversation with this guy who lived a couple of doors down one day.
He wanted to come in. What is that music?
He rang me one day and said, hi. It was like a Saturday afternoon. I was doing housework. He said, Glenn, I've got this guy coming over this afternoon. Can I borrow that CD?
Well, I never.
And so I loaned it to him.
God. It was his dad. I think for me it's been Madonna, Erotica.
Really?
Yes, has got me over the line. Right. You know, generally on my own. You know, I like to woo myself.
Right.
If you can't woo yourself, you've got nothing, you know.
Oh, God, where have we gone with this?
No, but I thought we haven't got much longer left.
Yeah.
But, you know, people would like to let us know, you know, what music.
Easy.
You know, they really, you know, when they've got someone back. And, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's a dead cert, you know, whatever, you know.
Yes. What is it that puts you in the mood?
Yeah. I mean, because for a lot of women out there, you know, the oldest used to be Barry White, didn't it? And the men, you know, I don't think it's that for a gay man.
Well, let's see.
I don't think it's that for a lovely lady.
Probably not.
You know. Are the lesbians putting Barry White on? Probably not.
No.
You know. But what do you like to put on when you're just about to make love?
0427JOY949. Let us know what the song is. Here's Poker Face.
You poker, you brought her.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.